agenda.
It's brutal. I told them they're gonna start feeding us dinner. It's nice to start recording your.
I know, right? The organ.
Almost mixed since last time, yes, yeah. All right, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order the October 28th, 2015 meeting for the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission. First item is roll call. Present, we have Commissioners Granfield, Chase, Flemister, Schlesser, Screven, Steele, Thorne, York, Buffington, and McClintock. I have an excusable for Commissioner Williams. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the 14 October 2015 meeting. Has everyone had a chance to take a look at those? If so, any questions, comments, concerns, alibis, addendums? If not, do we have a motion?
So moved.
Yep, okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second for approval?
Second.
Seconded. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Okay, thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda, item 3A, special tax valuation for 1015 North 11th Street in the North Slope Historic District. And we have owner representative present. Excellent, thank you. If you would just update to show that Commissioner Jensen is here. And we could have the staff report, please.
Thank you. REC 25420 enables local governments to adopt local legislation to provide special valuation of historic properties that have been rehabilitated. With regard to the application review process, state law authorizes local historic review boards to determine, one, whether the property is included within a class of historic property determined eligible for special valuation by the local legislative authority under an ordinance or administrative rule. In Tacoma, this means properties defined as city landmarks. Two, whether the property has been rehabilitated at a cost equal to or exceeding 25% of the assessed improvement value at the beginning of the project within 24 months prior to the date of the application. And three, whether the property has not been altered in any way which adversely affects those elements which qualify it as historically significant. If the local review board finds that the property satisfies all three of the above requirements, then it shall, on behalf of the local jurisdiction, enter into an agreement with the owner, which at a minimum includes the provisions set forth in NWAC 254-20-120. Upon execution of said agreement between the owner and the local review board shall approve the application. Per TMC 1.42, the Tacoma Landmarks Commission is a local body that approves applications for special tax valuation. The rehabilitation cost claimed is $190,800. Assessed improvement value prior to rehabilitation is $33,000. Rehabilitation percentage of assessed value is 578%. The project period was from December 2010 to July 2015, and staff has removed items that were outside the 24-month period. The appropriateness of the rehabilitation is the whole house renovation, including replacement of the siding, new roof, new electric and plumbing, finishes, bathroom and kitchen fixtures, cabinetry, painting, flooring, drywall, insulation, window repair, and replacement, new doors, construction equipment, and construction fees. This work was approved by the Landmarks Preservation Commission on April 15, 2010. Staff has reviewed the itemized expense sheet per the Commission bylaws for STV cost eligibility and recommends approval of the application in the amount of
$190,800. Okay. Thank you. Wow. Okay, and Sue, do you have anything you'd like to say or anything you'd like to present? Comments?
I appreciate, actually, in the second thought, I guess you guys had such a long meeting last week. I was glad we were rescheduled to come this week because that may have helped you. We had a long, lengthy remodel that took us 6 years instead of the two that we thought we would be needing. And the only thing I felt would be really nice to share in terms of people planning on doing a historic preservation project like we did, we went through everything, all systems in the home.
I'm so sorry.
Like
hello, Jim.
We've had two neighbors up the street stop by who have homes that are in need of pretty much the same thing from foundation all the way through the systems in the home. And our answer to them, to their question of would we do it again, is not unless you were going to live in it for the long term. Because as the numbers she expressed, is it got to be quite a bit more extensive once you start lengthening out the time frame. We didn't do a construction loan all up front. We had to start off with an equity line that we already had. And then the key factor is you can't tell when the economy is going to go up or when it's going to go down. And we got caught in the middle of that downturn. And our strategy, as I was sharing to...
Lauren?
Yeah, we were talking as everybody was coming in. But we actually had a strategy to make sure we were able to go through the long run without a full construction loan. And that was that I had bought and invested in a bunch of equipment, and some of which we used for the remodel, but all of which we sold and were able to sell in stages that funded our final project. And we were just lucky enough to where when the project finished, everything sold, and it helped to finish us out. But these other neighbors in the area have asked, you know, how much this, how much that, and basically I was sharing with them that it's going to cost you more than you're planning on the house. For several reasons. One is the economy can change. Two, the preservation fact that you're trying to build into your home could cost more than you want, such as authentic siding. When we came to the commission, for approval, we had four different meetings we ended up coming back for because we initially wanted to do things that the commission said no to, and it was like hardy plank siding, windows that didn't meet spec for the north end preservation. And we're glad that we did what we ended up agreeing to now. We still have the historic windows, and we cleaned them, repainted them, and they still look nicer than what we would have replaced them with. Yeah, it was a lot of work. But we had a bid for our house alone for $24,000 to replace the windows on it. So my equity and my sweat did that for much less. And every time we looked at where we would have spent money, we didn't have the money to spend on it in the final analysis. So it's kind of like owning a boat. There was another boat loan every time we went on to the next step. So I called it bust out another $1,000. And that was very much like boat owners will tell you. It's always going to cost a lot more. But we're very happy with the outcome of the project. And we have several real estate sales friends, and they're giving us some seriously positive numbers on what it would be if we were to have to liquidate because of some need. But we're very happy that it's going to be So, would you like to hear something?
I didn't know what all the questions were. Sorry, I'm Harriet.
If there was anything you'd like to share with the commission about the product that we deliver.
You mean like our experience with the commission or just our experience with the
commission or the city?
Mainly pertaining to if there's anything that hasn't already been sent forward in either the application packet or the background information.
I don't think so. It's just nice to be back home.
So you moved back in?
In March. We're back.
Yeah, and our neighbors are happier too. That was one of the weird parts is that, you know, anytime you go through a full construction project, and I'm looking down the road to the one that's on 3rd Street, big four-story that's not in the preservation historic area, but it's right across the street from, it's down by Group Health.
3rd and J.
I can't really imagine the neighbors there, but... we realized that our neighbors got a little testy about how long it was taking. But these are some of those things where it would be nice if knowing that it takes quite a bit of time and effort from the approval. approval to the closure, and economic situations, that there might be some room in there to put some education to people that are doing it themselves, or think they're going to do it themselves, so that they might rework the plan focused on the historic preservation so that they don't end up having to foreclose or sell in the short run and leave it a nasty mess.
From what you were saying, the dollars reflected here, are these the dollars of just your cost of materials and contractors, so it doesn't reflect your sweat equity in this or any of your labor?
Most likely wouldn't be my labor 100%. It was just a best guess. It's like anything else. You can have a whole lot more into it than you can even put down for value. And like you were saying, it was you could only go back 24 months. So 6 years is quite a bit of additional expenditure of labor. So just have to say good and go for the future.
So the question for about our expenses, or did they get answered, or is that what we're in the process
of? She listed everything.
So based on this is your expenses just in the last 2 years, but the expenses for whatever or not.
Well, according to the approval, you can only go back 24 months.
That's correct. And we did go through the itemized expenditures and requested that expenditures that went beyond the 2 year time frame be excluded, and also expenditures that reflected any net gain in square footage. And those are the two things that, of course, are primary to the eligibility for the expenditures. And so the applicant came back to us with a revised application following that feedback from us.
You're just going to have to educate me at least. Construction cost interest, is that something that's typically included?
Yeah, the special tax valuation expenditure guidelines, well, two things. I mean, the commission has them as part of their bylaws that sort of provide some guidance against the state law, which just merely refers to the IRS guidelines for the property historic property tax credit. And that's a kind of a problematic comparison, but basically the basic eligibility is whether or not it's properly chargeable to a capital account, and it cannot be related to acquisition, and it cannot include just basic overhead of running a business.
I'm surprised to see it in this list, because typically it's something that's pulled out when doing construction cost breakdown. It's not included as a hard construction cost. So typically is it included in construction cost breakdowns that you see like this?
Any cost related to the acquisition or holding or anything like that wouldn't be included. But soft costs and soft construction costs can be included in special tax valuation.
Okay. So design fees,
yes.
Permitting costs, those
correct.
Sorts of things. And mm-hmm. and debt servicing would be included in this for the portion of the work that's being done.
Yes.
And then you had stated that you had done a lot of the work yourself, and that you had purchased equipment. One of the line items on here is dump trucks, excavators, trailers, loaders, compactor. Are you putting a price on the use of your own possessions?
What I did was, aside from owning it, I just took the rental cost of renting what I had from Home Depot. And all I did was take one piece of equipment, not all those pieces of equipment, and just said 24 months times if I remember what line item that is, I'm not looking at it, but I took the 24 months times the $300 we read, and I came out with a number. I'm not sure which number you're looking at.
Okay.
13.5, is that it?
Yeah.
So you owned them, but you sold them?
What's that?
You owned all these things, but you sold them?
I had an inventory of equipment that I had bought for an investment. And then I had rental costs of a whole lot of items through the 6 years, but I could only go back 24. So I took a stab at what I would have paid if I just rented one item. Do you have a calculator? Anybody?
Over that entire 2 years, though,
yeah.
Which if you were excavating for a utility trench, mm-hmm. you wouldn't conceivably take 2 years to park the excavator in your front yard while you were doing that.
Well, every time I had to move something or rocks in the yard that I have,
okay.
You have to move something every time. So I had a piece of equipment on the property for 24 months.
Okay.
And that's a lot cheaper than I could have rented it for if I would have full-time had all my equipment that I needed. Like, I had 110 yards of dirt I had to move that I excavated out from underneath the house. The city cited me for storing that on the planning strip, so I had to move it. So rather than rent, I had this equipment in my inventory, so I just charged against that, theoretically, in terms of renting costs.
But you didn't do it for every single day.
No.
The whole
can I offer some input on this?
Yeah.
I think that with the cost of the equipment, so I'm understanding that this is a estimated or derived cost based on, okay. In that case, I think on our review, I didn't realize that particular piece of it. It's, this is a large amount, the $13,500 for equipment. Typically, if the equipment was actually rented and charged to an account as part of the construction cost, we would include that as a recommended cost. If it's one that was purchased and sold, but then the cost is somehow calculated or estimated, then we probably
just cut it off.
We wouldn't include it.
Just take it off.
So I'd recommend it.
Any other comments, questions?
That was really all I had. I mean, everything else looks pretty much in line with what I would expect most of these things to cost.
Other comments, questions? Okay, if not, do we have a motion?
Does anybody want to revise the amount?
Deduct up.
$177,300 without the.
What was that again, Jeff?
$177,300.
That's revising the 109,800?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a how many year deferral?
10. It's a transferable. If the property sold, the new owner takes it up.
Lucky dog, you.
I was going to say, but it was probably well worth it.
Well, yeah, the taxes will probably offset that.
Go for it, Lisa.
Comments, questions for the applicant, or a motion? If there's no motions, are there other questions that haven't been answered or asked yet?
I can make the motion if that's what people are nervous about. Okay. I move that the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the special tax valuation application for 1015 North 11th Street for the revised amount of $177,300.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Thank you. All those in favor, aye.
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 All those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Okay. And just for clarification purposes, all those in favor, aye. Raise your hand. Four, five, Six, okay. All those opposed, nay? One? The ayes have it.
So we will be in contact with you. We're going to have our legal department will draft an agreement for the execution of the special tax valuation, which then will need to be recorded with the county.
Well, thank you so much for your time and your help.
Please come up and have a seat. Next item on the agenda is a design review for 1310 North 5th Street in the North Slope Historic District. Owner present, could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you. Bills in 1831 is the contributing property in the North Slope Historic District at the Landmark Preservation Commission meeting on October 14, 2015. The applicants proposed replacing the front second story bedroom windows and the windows in the rear upstairs bedroom as well as a side door. Currently, these windows are not operational. Excuse me, and one has been damaged by a bullet. The windows are also deteriorated and contain mold and lead paint. The single hung windows will be replaced with the Anderson A series double hung windows. On October 14th, the commission approved the replacement of the side door, requested that the applicants provide a professional recommendation on the feasibility of window restoration versus replacement. The applicants have provided a letter from McCroy Home Inspection which supports their application. Action requested is the approval of the bus work. The standards are the design guidelines for the North Slope Special Review District windows. And the analysis that this property is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District and as such is subject to review by the Landmark Commission for exterior modifications. Two of the windows are deteriorated and currently inoperable. They contain mold and they will evolve. Two of the windows are located on the second story front and one of them on the rear second story. The proposed replacement windows are the Anderson A series double hung windows, which have been allowed in the district. The applicants have provided a professional recommendation on the feasibility of window restoration versus replacement as requested by the commission. Staff recommends approval of the application.
Thank you. And, ma'am, is there anything you'd like to say?
I think I got it all out there last time. So.
Okay.
I mean, if anybody has any questions for me, the one thing that I was a little iffy on after last meeting was the definition of elevation. It's in the Historic District Guidelines. It talks about how primary elevation windows are supposed to, you know, remain. It's highly encouraged when those are repaired, and the secondary elevation windows, you know, just as long as they work. And I have the language with me. I can pull it out, but I imagine you all are very familiar with the guidelines, so I won't reiterate that. I guess I walked away from that thinking, gosh, I feel like what we're asking is totally within the guidelines, but it wasn't. So and my confusion was on the definition of elevation, which I thought meant first floor or second floor. It does not, apparently. Lesson learned. So.
Commissioners, comments, questions?
Based on Mr. McCoy's analysis, seems like it addresses most of the questions that I think the commission had at the last meeting, so I would recommend that the commission accept the proposal.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, comments? Okay, if not, do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the application for 1310 North 5th Street as submitted.
Second.
Okay, so approved and seconded. Thank you. All those in favor, aye.
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 All those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, next item, item 5A, Heritage Funding Program.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. All, we are on a roll. I'm going to be brief. So basically, as it says in the staff report, in June of this year, City Council authorized an appropriation to, a one-time appropriation at this point, to fund a heritage granting program. This is primarily intended as a programmatic or exhibit-based grant for things like historical societies and so forth. This came out of a discussion in which the heritage organizations around Tacoma don't receive city support currently. And so the city council asked staff, me, to put together a proposal, basically, or a program to grant this money back out to the community. If it so happens that there is a strong need for this money, that there may be a potential for doing this again in the future, and I believe we actually may have this going forward in a budget request for the future, but this right now is coming out of city council funds. So the basic nuts and bolts of it are, we have $50,000. The proposed amounts of funding range from $1,000 to $10,000 with a one-to-one match ratio. For taxpayer entities, it would be required to be a cash match. For nonprofits and non-taxing entities, it could be in-kind support. This would be a 501c designation or public agency targeted grant that is for organizations that are within the Tacoma City limits. And the project to be funded has to also be located within the Tacoma City limits, unless it is somehow related directly to Tacoma history, but maybe not in the city limits proper. One grant per organization during the granting period. And generally, this is for projects that have a tie-in with Tacoma history or the historic resources within Tacoma. Exhibits, events and educational activities, interpretive materials, research on historic properties, documentation of artifacts or assessments, and for heritage organizations in which heritage is part of the primary mission, capacity building and training. We wouldn't be funding overhead or operating expenses. That's actually a strong requirement of this, at least from the city's perspective. Acquisition of things, commercial enterprises, individuals acting on their own, projects that we're already funding, travel expenses, receptions, fundraisers, political or religious activities, and so on. And so basically what we plan to do is we're going to have a grant workshop probably this spring heading into the Pierce County Heritage League meeting with an announcement. We're going to call for proposals. And then what I'm hoping to do is have an ad hoc committee that's made partially up of the Landmarks commissioners and city staff, maybe other commissioners like Arts, for example. And then that panel, taking in the applications, would score them and make recommendations back to this commission for actual approval of those. And once that happened, we do these as small contracts, small informal contracts, and then there would be reimbursement after the deliverables have been given. And then lastly, really the working criteria right now, assessing community impact, the quality of the proposal, the importance of the project, its significance, readiness to proceed. Here's one that I think is important, is that if it reaches underserved audiences or promotes currently poorly understood historical themes. And then lastly, the demonstrated ability to execute a project like this. And those might be a little bit complicated, but anyways, in your packet is the draft grant grant application, which includes the manual for it, and then the actual application process. And so at this point, I'm just bringing this to the commission's attention, and if there's any feedback the commission might have, some of the dates on this might be a little bit squishy right now, and I'm open to feedback and guidance on this. That's it. And it's actually good news, too. This is the first time we've had the ability to grant funding in probably at least 15 years, so if not longer. And so hopefully going forward, in addition to our historic loan program and other incentives that we have, you know, different zoning regulation changes, the work housing, all these things, we're hitting on many different touch points, and this is one that's missing. So, and I will say at the outset that it's not a capital project grant, so it's not designed to be a bricks and mortar preservation grant. We're not quite there yet, but I think I'm going to be working on those too. So.
Ruben, would it include, oh, I'm sorry.
No, please, go ahead.
Would it include something like signage, or is that a bridge too far still?
Such as signs in the North Slope? Historic district?
A project dear to my heart.
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, you could probably, at least the way I see it, you could probably make an argument that somehow this is about, you know, awareness or promotion of history. I'm not sure about that yet. I mean, again, you know, these are the draft rules, and we're making them up as we kind of go along right now, but that might be something that, so a heritage marker, for instance, I mean, that might be something we consider as a bottom category.
That's a good question, though, because other parts of the city, I've seen, like, City of Tacoma, South End, but the sign's kind of faded and worn out, so if they wanted to replace that, I mean, it's a good question for across the city.
Yeah, we've had, just a little background for the commission, the current signage for the North Slope Historic District was a project that the neighborhood funded with the North End Neighborhood Council. We tried in the past to get some additional funding from through the city to do some interpretive markers, and that was not allowed because it was perceived as being of value to the individual property owners. That was a one-time judgment. The judgment might be different now. I don't know, but in any case, so we've kind of been struggling with that whole issue. And of course, the city has various signage projects that it undertakes. They never seem to get out to us. But
any other questions, comments?
I have a comment. I feel like that's veering more into like sort of a facade improvement type program versus what this is. I mean, I think there's enough wiggle room within the categories that you're covering that if somebody can make a strong case for it, that's one thing versus promoting it and saying like signage, because I feel like you're going to end up deluged with a bunch of signage, and then how do you determine whether it's truly, you know, historically representative? And I don't know, I think I could get ugly really quickly. So I think it might just be cleaner to, if someone's super creative and they can put something together that makes sense, that's fine, but then I wouldn't necessarily stick that in there as a thing for people to go after, because I feel like a lot of business owners would probably jump all over that.
I think it's really great.
It is great.
And I thought the grant guidelines are really excellent.
Yeah,
like you clearly have put a lot of work into it, so it looks like something someone could apply for today and know how to put it together, so that's great.
I like the checklist too. I think that's always really helpful for people.
Yeah.
And when putting something together. Yeah, it looks quite ready to go. Are you going to be accepting online submissions with this? Are you planning on?
We haven't figured out the...
Okay.
Totally do. I like online stuff.
Yeah.
One thing, I mean, we actually always have this challenge with Landmarks applications, and we have to be really careful with this and why these are pretty tightly written. I mean, this we owe a lot to the arts people who do this all the time for this guidance. But, we don't, you know, get in the position of having to assemble things for an applicant, which we won't do, because that gets ugly too. So
yeah, and if you want the money, you'll get it together, right?
Right. Exactly. So I mean, we may do that. We may do online PDF data form or something like that.
I would highly recommend online submission, just having gone through something similar myself, the paperwork and getting lost between, you know, your permit center people over your front desk people. I would recommend doing like a literal like click and it emails to whoever's inbox or whatever. Just
Yeah, just my 2 cents. That's great. Only downside is a lot of like historical societies are run by people who are not as...
Well, you can give them the option, but I think
yeah.
To have it as an option too, online submit, it might be a good call.
Very true. Right. I'm just saying, having done this, having just submitted an application for re-upping as a commissioner, like never getting a response back from the city as if my application went anywhere. That's all. I'm like, I hope they got it, but
well,
they didn't go back this time. So
there are problems. I know, like for a while, and I think it's probably even fixed now, maybe. But the online application for the commission, if you're using anything other than Internet Explorer, it wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's what happened with me.
Exactly.
So emailed it, but I still didn't get a response.
Yeah. So you sent an email to ask if they got it, and then you get an email.
I have not done that yet, that's but I did ask, I requested confirmation that they received the letter when I emailed it to them, and I did not get it. So,
well, so we'll try to avoid these issues.
I will,
sorry.
Looking forward to having 3 years of freedom.
Excellent. Anything else on the Heritage Funding Program? Okay. Events and activities update.
Thank you. So you have this lovely flyer for the last event of the year. Should be a lot of fun. We actually have, I think, a lot of people signed up, especially compared to last year. We have catering for the Steak, Cheese, and Meat. Studio 6 will be back to do a swing dance demonstration and the Pierce County Community Big Band, which was great last year. So if anybody can attend, and if anybody wants to make the formal welcome on behalf of the Landmarks Preservation Commission, that spot's still open. So. And nobody looks too excited. And then I just have some 2016 save the dates that I put into the staff report, so please take a look at those and put them in your calendars if you can. Thank you.
Okay, any alibis, anything?
One last, I just want to remind everybody, site visit next Wednesday at 3 o'clock, Seymour Conservatory. We will be putting out the agenda towards the end of this week. Well, the notice, anyway, so you'll get that. But I just wanted to make sure everybody's that's in the, on mind, that, a walk around with the design team on Metro Parks.
And the next meeting is 18th.
Oh, yes. The next meeting will be the 18th. There will be no, we're not going to meet on Veterans Day.
Room change.
Oh, and room change for that too. Sorry, too many things. But we had to, because all the committees of the city are their schedules are kind of messed up because of the holiday. We lost this room to the government and finance committee or the infrastructure, something like that.
It's important.
We're going to be over in room 16. If you've ever been over room 16, it's the Tacoma Municipal Building annex just north of us. You can enter on St. Helens and just go right into the conference room there, or else if you enter on Market Street, you have to go one floor down. And so we will provide that information on the agenda when it goes out.
Okay.
But it's just right up the, right next door up. So.
Is that the one the Planning Commission?
Yes.
Utilize?
Is where the Planning Commission meets.
Excellent. Okay. This may not be our quickest meeting, but certainly we're coming close. So it's a nice counterbalance to last week.
Yeah.
But everyone have a happy and safe Halloween. Enjoy yourselves, and we are adjourned.
We like to go to a...